From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka City Council has retained Hugh Life, an executive search firm, to assist in the recruitment of the next manager for the city of Eureka. Hugh Life received 40 applications, which were due on August 31st. 10 semifinalists were identified at the September 24th closed session meeting. Council reviewed the 10 applications and resumes and chose 6 finalists to be interviewed. One applicant withdrew from the process, leaving the council with 5 applicants to interview. Starting on Friday, October 11th, applicants will meet with city council and staff and then tour the city. At 5 p.m., a community forum will be held at the Warfinger Building to allow the public to meet the candidates and hear a brief introduction from each. On Saturday, October 12th, applicants will be interviewed by a community panel selected by the mayor and council, along with city department directors. An update from police in Rio Del in connection with the shooting death of Johnny Renfro on August 29th. Rio Del Police Department recovering the vehicle believed to have been used by the shooter. The department's also collected a number of mobile phones, computers, other technology for which search warrants were obtained and served. The evidence turned over for analysis. They've also named a person of interest in the case, 39-year-old Demetrius Coleman of Eureka. The Eureka Planning Commission denying the conditional use permit for wireless communications apparatus to be attached to the city-owned water tower at 1020 Wood Street. Instead, the commission feels it's an issue city council should decide. According to the Redwood Times, if the applicant appeals the commission's decision, it will be taken up by the city council next. In Crescent City, due to concerns for public safety, major structural damage, seismic deficiencies, and vandalism, Redwood National and State Parks is demolishing and removing the former Redwood Youth Hostel. Removal planned for late September or early October, the work being contracted in partnership with the Yurok Tribe. A comprehensive assessment done on the property more than a decade ago showed major expenses in getting it up to code in terms of seismic retrofitting and structural repair to the tune of 7 digits. Local public health officials stressing the importance of getting vaccinated for pertussis after a local infant who tested positive for the disease was hospitalized in an intensive care unit earlier in the month. Since July, 9 county residents, including that infant, have been diagnosed with the highly contagious respiratory illness in 7 separate incidents. In early July, a Eureka teen was diagnosed with it, also known as whooping cough. Subsequently, one of the teen's family members was also diagnosed. In an unrelated case, another teen and family member were diagnosed later on that month. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.